And before that, you heard Muse with Hysteria. This is Adam Buxton.
This is Joe Cornish. Coming up in the next 2 hours, music from Atomic Kitten, Will Young, Blue, Busted, McFly, Jimmy the Hoover, Hazy Fantasy. It's the right playlist.
Wouldn't that be brilliant?
Yes.
Some of those are good. I wouldn't mind hearing them.
You like quite like McFly. I quite like McFly. Do you like McFly?
They're a bit ugly.
Yeah, we're not looking at them, we're listening to them.
Well, they're supposed to be looked at, you know.
Wow.
Do you think they're more or less attractive than Busted?
Well, less attractive. In fact, I was watching the Saturday show this morning, or whichever one of those kids' shows Busted were on.
The Saturday Madhouse.
Yeah, there's Ministry of Mayhem and there's the Saturday show. And Busted were on one of them, and these two little girls, competition winners, they were both about 11 or 10, they were tiny looking, had won the chance to have a date with Busted. And it was all slightly inappropriate, because they were using the language of dating, and Busted are like, what, late 19, 20, 21 or something?
About 30.
35. And the girls were 11. And so eventually they got through the patter, and the hostess went, okay, now their boyfriend's going to be very jealous, because now Busted are going to give the girls a kiss. And the little ginger girl, Charlie from Busted, leant over to kiss the little ginger girl, and she went for his mouth.
Really?
And he went to the right, she went to the right, he went to the left, she went to the left, and basically he had to take her head and move it to the one side and kiss her on the cheek. But the little ginger 11-year-old was going to pop her tongue in his gob.
Really?
I don't know.
Are you sure it wasn't just a little awkward moment?
Nope.
She was lunging
for
the...
She's going for the lips.
The busted lips. Gob.
Charlie Gob.
The Charlie Gob.
Anyway.
Coming up later in the show, we've got an excellent selection of music. Unfortunately, no Jimmy the Hoover, but we do have music from Air, Franz Ferdinand, Travis, Coldplay, The Bees, The Stills, a new one from Morrissey, all sorts of things. As well, of course, as the chance to win exciting prizes.
Prizes!
Look, see, that's what it's done to Joe, and it's what has done that is Kill Bill tickets. We've got tickets so you can go and see Kill Bill Volume 1 and Volume 2 at a special preview screening next week, next Thursday.
It's one of those previews that's the night before it actually comes out.
Still, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's one of those brilliant previews.
Yeah. Have you seen Kill Bill 2?
Yes, I have.
Is it good?
Yes, it is.
I haven't even seen one yet.
I'll talk more about it later.
Ooh.
My screening. That's something to look forward to, eh?
Teasing. Tease more, tease more.
You naughty punt. That's it.
That's nice. We've also got some regression therapy, celebrity regression therapy. Quite an easy one this week, I think. So if you want to get those Kill Bill tickets, then stay tuned for that. As well, of course, as some lazy reviews, ditties in the dark.
Yeah, you can email us, adamandjoe@xfm.co.uk. That's the word and, not an ampersand. Or you can text us on 83936. If you've got any comments or complaints or contributions to the show, actually not complaints, because we just don't read them, we just delete them.
Yeah, well, you tailed off.
I tailed off?
You tailed off?
I tailed off.
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
I thought you was going somewhere and then
no.
You stopped.
No.
It was, yes.
Let's play some music.
All right, then. Oh, I feel quite ill.
You're hungover, eh?
Yeah, we went to...
A party.
We'll talk more about that after this one. What's happened there, Brian? Oh, you didn't tell me they all had things on them now. It's all gone technical. That's Snow Patrol with a song called Chocolate. Do you know, I'm so pathetic that just the word chocolate makes me slightly giggle.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Well done. I think that's good. You should, take any opportunity to be happy.
Well, that's true, isn't it? I noticed that we've got a song from Aqualung coming up very shortly.
Mm.
I think the guy from Aqualung was at the party last
night.
Wasn't he?
I don't know. I didn't notice that.
I think he was, yeah.
The guy from 80s Matchbox
Beeline Disaster
was there.
Yeah, a couple of them.
Hey, they were very nice.
They were really wasted. I tell you what, they're the perfect rock and roll unit, as far as I'm concerned.
We should explain this party, though, to our good listeners. There's gonna be a lot of name dropping.
Yeah,
inevitably. We should have a sound effect, really, shouldn't we, for name dropping?
Yeah.
Maybe Brian's got one. He's moving around.
What's he doing?
Oh,
he's on him.
But we went to a party last night, and it was the birthday party of Edgar Wright, who's the director of Shaun of the Dead.
Hooray!
The number one British zombie comedy movie.
Saved the British film industry.
Yeah. And aptly enough, The party started at 7:30, it was at a fashionable central London location, and it finished what? Well, I don't know, I left about 12:30.
Finished about 2.
By 11 p.m, the host of the party, Edgar Wright, was more drunk than I've ever seen anybody in my entire life. Aptly enough, he was shuffling around like a zombie, with these amazing dilated pupils as if he'd just drunk a whole bucket load of acid. Stumbling around, unable to speak. In fact, he'd have fallen over if the party wasn't so packed that it was physically impossible to fall over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like falling over now, actually.
You know what? I didn't drink.
Did you not?
Nope.
Not because you were driving.
I stayed stone cold sober and I feel excellent.
I feel worse than I felt for about 10 years, I think.
Who else? Let's drop some more names. David... Well, I still don't know how to say it.
Walliams.
Walliams.
That's Brian.
That's the doorbell. Doesn't sound like a name dropping.
Don't do that sound anymore, Brian.
No.
Thanks for doing it, man.
Thanks for making the effort.
Cheers, it's a good effort. Well, we'll do it one more time. Okay, who else was there?
Martin Freeman from The Office. Simon Pegg.
It just sounds like they're at the door. Martin Freeman's here.
Who else?
Simon Pegg, various people from the League of Gentlemen. In fact, at one stage I went down to the toilet on the next floor down.
Yeah, because the one upstairs was so rammed. Yeah. They were unisex toilets, aren't they there?
I think, I don't know.
Or was it just chaos?
Just a free-for-all, yeah. And there was a guy in the lavvy on his mobile phone, and he was talking to his mate while he was having a whiz, and I come in and he goes, "Oh no, I've got to stop talking now, celebrity alert."
You must have been so happy.
I was so happy. And and then I said, "You don't know who I am." And he was like, he kept on going on about it, as if he was trying to flatter me, which he was. And he's saying, oh, you'll never guess who's in here with me. I've got to go out. I'll tell you all about it. I was like, what? Come on, you don't know who I am. Sure enough, I finish my whiz and I go out and he's on the phone and he's going, "Oh, here he is again. Here he is. Hang on. Sorry, who are you?" And he said, which one are you? It was just an anticlimax. I knew he didn't.
On a similar note, because before this party, listeners, we had dinner with our friend from Off of the Telly, Louis Theroux.
The geek, the sexy geek,
Britain's sexiest geek, Louis Theroux. And we both get quite upset because he gets recognised all the time by adults. Adam and I occasionally get recognised by children or teenagers.
Yeah.
But Louis gets recognised by grown-ups who actually think he's intelligent for some reason. And so I was just walking down the street and I was thinking, oh, this is going to be awful. Any minute now, someone's going to come up and hassle Louis. But no! Someone shouted, "Adam!" at me!
Hey,
Joe. That is all right.
That's half a result.
Exactly. And Louis got completely ignored.
Yeah.
This is how pathetic you become when you've been on television for, like, a couple of weeks. Late at night.
This guy the lavvy said, on the phone, he was saying to his mate, "Oh, you should go, I've been upstairs at this place, you should see it, it's a celebrity turkey shoot."
Oh, good film.
Yeah, I thought, brilliant, I'm at a celebrity turkey shoot, it was excellent. 80s Matchbox Beeline disaster, I was saying, I just thought were brilliantly behaved, because they were clearly out of their minds. But really nice. It's like the more wasted they got, the nicer they got.
Yeah.
But they were being nice in quite a frightening way.
Yeah.
You know, like just sort of really shaking hands quite firmly with you and really staring at you like going, "All right, man, yeah, you're brilliant. Yeah, it's good to see you, man, yeah." And he kept on like hanging off the side of the stairwell in quite a frightening, like he's going to die any second because he's on acid or something way, even though I'm sure he wasn't on acid. But it looked as if there was going to be a genuine 80s Matchbox stairwell disaster any second. Oh, what a night. Exciting beginning.
What's this?
It's a song, isn't it? There we go. Aqualung. Strange and beautiful. You're listening to Adam and Joe on
XFM. Is that the name of the song or is that your critique?
Both.
What's the name of the song?
Both.
Mm.
Oh, we're supposed to play ads now, isn't it, Brian? You're not worried? Oh, well, tell you what, coming up in a second, folks, we've got some adverts.
Wicked!
Oh, speaking of which, oh man, it's going pretty well. My segue, Joe.
Stop whispering, it's creepy.
Okay, sorry. Speaking of adverts, quite a lot of important ads at the moment on television that are playing with my brain in a very clever way.
Like what?
McDonald's. Have you seen the new McDonald's adverts? What? What's that?
I'm loving you.
Oh, okay. They've seen. Are they still doing the I'm loving it thing?
Yes. Yes. They paid Justin Timberlake £1 million.
Right.
To just sing those I'm loving
it. Is that him singing it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Seriously, yeah. You could get fired or sued or something if you're wrong.
Yeah, it's Timberlake.
Oh.
Definitely.
Anyway, you know there's a new campaign for McDonald's because they've introduced salads.
McDonald's are changing, Adam.
Mm.
It's away with the old, you know, 80s, 90s image of McDonald's as a place that only does burgers and unhealthy food. No, McDonald's is a contemporary restaurant serving salad.
That's right. Well, presumably they're not going to strike burgers from the menu, are they? They're still going to be burgers.
No. Yeah.
But what they're trying to do, I guess, is lure a new kind of customer that previously would never have set foot in McDonald's because, let's face it, a lot of the food there has no discernible nutritional value.
Mm.
So you've got these new ads. And to make absolutely certain that the people they're targeting are paying attention, we are introduced in the adverts not only to the new salads, but to three women who Ooh. Embody the new health-conscious McDonald's Ooh. Customer. And so they say these are the salads, and then they say, and these girls are new to McDonald's as well.
Ooh.
Impatient Sophie, sensible Charlotte, and Joanna, who's always late.
Oh.
So you think... You know, at this point, women all over the UK are sort of sitting up and saying, oh my gosh,
Susanna's going there.
Yeah, I'm impatient, just like Sophie. And I know someone a little bit, like Joanna, who's always late. And my best friend Sarah's quite, you know, sensible, like Charlotte. Mm. And so immediately they think, well, I've got to go to McDonald's for a salad.
Yes, and when they get there, it stinks and there's tramps and there's wee on the floor and they go, oh, why is Susanna coming here? It stinks and there's wee and there's tramps and the food's like old dog turds in a bun. What?
No, that's your opinion. It's not a fact, obviously.
Well.
But the whole notion is bizarre, trying to tempt these people in. It's a bit like, it's a bit like basically kind of a sex shop introducing a range of...
the women are available at McDonald's.
Well, no, I wasn't thinking of that aspect. I was thinking that McDonald's trying to lure people in with salads is like a sex shop stocking a range of Disney films to try and get families in. Do you know what I mean?
Good idea.
It's, what's the point?
Well, McDonald's are about to be stymied by this film. I forget what its name is, but there's a documentary where a guy lived off McDonald's food. For 3 months or something, he ate nothing but McDonald's. Mm. And the other thing was, every time they offered to supersize his meal, or offered him something extra, he had to take it.
What are you saying, supersize? What's that?
Supersize is, you say, I would like some fries. They go, was that supersize it, sir? Or they go, would you like supersize? And you go, because, you know, there's only like 6p difference between an enormous bucket of fries and a thimble of fries.
Yeah.
Thereby tempting you to buy the bucket.
Got you.
So this guy lives off McDonald's for 3 months. I wish I knew it was called. I'll find out during the next song. And he basically almost dies. And apparently this is a brilliant documentary and it's doing really well. It's going to be distributed all over the world, therefore causing serious, basically, for any intelligent person.
Didn't we talk about this before? I mean, that guy's... Well, that's just silly, though. I mean, that's like living off... If you live off only one thing, one type of food, for 3 months, obviously you're going to feel ill, whether it's McDonald's or anything, you know.
Shush. My argument to that.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. XFM. Blink 182, I miss you.
This is Adam and Joe on XFM. We're here till 3. You can text us 83936 or email us adamandjoe@xfm.
Can I just say we'd prefer you emailed. You know, we'd prefer you put in the thought. I'm worried that texting is just
it's too easy.
It's too easy, you know, and it tends to encourage people to abuse us.
Well, we've had some very nice texts, people pointing out that the film we were just talking about the guy that eats lots of McDonald's, is called Supersize Me.
Right.
And the man that does it is called Morgan Spurlock or something. But yeah, I think we have talked about that before, so let's not repeat ourselves.
Okay, then.
We're talking about adverts, though. Another advert I've been enjoying is the Robinsons advert for their juice, you know. Robinsons...
Hibbity-hubbity.
What? What are you saying?
The ones where you put the juice in and it starts dancing.
Yes. Now, I can't be the only person who believes that these look like viscous wee. It just looks like an advert for really orangey wee.
Mm.
And it just looks like they've got a fish tank against a white wall and someone's had a wee in it. And they've had an unhealthy meal the previous night. and the wee is so full of active ingredients that it begins to dance. So I'm sitting there with various friends and just going, ah, it's just dancing wee. And it's also, someone else said it looks a bit like smoke, but the last thing it looks like is a tasty drink. And so I think, well, that's clearly wee. What happens in the next break? But they do the blackcurrant one. And that just looks like he's got some sort of urinary tract infection. Or kidney, some sort of kidney failure, and he's weeing blood. And it's dancing.
Yeah.
The hemoglobin is so active that the bloody wee is dancing. So Robinson's, I just think that's a really highly misconceived advert. Because it just makes it look like, I wish I could use the P word. But it makes it look like wee wee.
What's wrong with pee pee?
Well, it just sounds like a sort of, it's a bit babyish.
Well,
wee wee is a bit slightly more adult. Anyway, let's not go off
on
this
tangent.
Which
P word were you thinking of using then?
You know, sounds like hiss.
Oh,
that's just got more edge to it. But anyway, yeah, it's just, I don't think it's a very well thought through advert to have dancing bloody urine.
Can I take the other side for a second and tell you that it hadn't crossed my mind that it was wee wee.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was.
Really?
I thought it was just dancing cordial.
Really?
And it was cheering me up. And Lisa Tarbuck, I think, does the voiceover.
Does she?
And she does a little giggle. Ah. Pour in some barley, orange barley. I can't speak. But she does a giggle.
Well, I think it looks like we listeners. Whose side are you on in this debate? This important debate. Someone else thinks it looks like really thick smoke. You know, off of a really nasty rolly that maybe you picked up off the floor.
Hmm.
And you breathe it up in the air and it's all thick and nicotine-y and it
Of course,
seems
the irony
to come
is
to life.
That it's nothing real at all. It's computer-generated. Because if you did pour in the barley water for real, it wouldn't do that. It would sink to the bottom of the glass and
wouldn't
very...
form the shape of a lady on a swing? Or a couple in light summer dresses dancing?
Or a little doggy.
A little doggy?
I'm pretty sure it wouldn't.
No.
Can't.
Might momentarily.
Yeah, yeah. Possibly. Listen, coming up later in the show, we have a new rap for you. We've been encouraging people to fill the gap with rap in their favourite rock songs. In the instrumental break, we want them to rap up. And we've got quite a brilliant one.
We've had a sneaky preview of this week's. It's extraordinary.
And I can tell you that it is both educational and entertaining. And I think we can play that maybe next, Brian. What do you think?
Well, let's talk about it.
He's so cool. He's not into the whole zoo radio thing. He just keeps totally quiet, Brian, and just makes hand gestures. It's brilliant. Right now, here's a treat for you. It's the Ramones. Ramones had beat on the brat.
Now it's time for this week's celebrity regression. I'm going to regress Adam back into a previous life where he was a famous celebrity. And you listeners can win a pair of tickets to a Kill Double Bill of Volumes 1 and 2 of Kill Bill, happening, I think, this Thursday night at the Prince Charles. If you can identify which celebrity Adam's life is being regressed into. Adam, are you ready?
And what films?
And what films he is recalling.
Yes, I'm ready.
Deep breath.
Okay.
Everybody listening as well, just take a deep breath, relax. And I want you to drift back. Drift back. You're 10 years old. You're 5 years old. You're 2 years old. You're 1 year old. You are a fetus. And now I'm going to take you back into a previous life. And you are in a previous life.
Sorry.
And open your eyes. Adam, what can you see?
I can see pipes. Oh, I'm in some kind of ship. I'm angry. My wife's turned up to take care of some business here at work, and she's already strutting around like she owns the place. Now I can remember why we decided to separate. She's so headstrong and opinionated and abrasive, it makes me sick, but it also turns me on. When she starts barking orders and making me look stupid in front of my crew and sticking her sexy pointy nose into everything, I just want to grab her frizzy hair and get down to some serious angry rough tea. But I can't because I'm too angry and she's so annoying. Oh, we should never have got married. What were we thinking?
Is this a film?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Help me.
Not personal.
No, no.
Okay, carry on.
I'm regressed.
Okay.
Oh. I'm gonna throw my ring down the toilet. my wedding ring, that is. Oh, what have I done? Why did I do that? That wasn't very sensible. It's an expensive ring. I better try and get it out. Oh, I hope whoever used this thing last flushed it properly. Oh, they didn't.
Okay, just breathe. Breathe, Adam. Relax. I'm going to take you further back, even further back.
Back.
Into a previous incarnation. And open your eyes, what can you see?
Oh, I'm in a big dark room. Got loads of computers and expensive bits of pointless equipment and ludicrously large TV screens all around. But what am I doing here? Well, I'm wearing a pathetic floppy beret, so I assume I'm a director of some kind. Because all directors wear berets, don't they? I mean, should I have a megaphone as well? No, okay then. I'll just have to make do with this microphone and these butons. I wonder what these butons do. Hey, look, they make it rain on the telly and... Oh, now they're making it all windy. I feel powerful. Maybe this is what God feels like. Hang on. Maybe that's the point of this film. Oh, wow, that's blowing my mind a little bit. Okay, stop blowing my mind now. Yeah, now I'm just quite bored. Maybe I'll do some shouting. I feel happier when I'm angry. Oh, angry.
Okay, just relax,
I'm
Adam.
Really,
I'm
going to
take you out of that life. That's
shouting.
A bit, maybe a bit too easy, that life.
Shouting.
I'm going to take you back, even further, into your final stage of deep, deep regression. And open your eyes, what can you see?
Excuse me, I'm drunk and I'm angry. Oh, I love being angry. I think I do it really, really well. I think I feel like painting. Painting and shouting, shouting and painting. Yes, they're my two favourite things. And drinking. Drinking, shouting, pointing and painting. Oh, I'm going to do a big mad painting, and I'm going to get really drunk while I'm doing it. Wow! This painting looks like the colour? I'm drunk, sorry. The cover of a Stone Roses album. I'm a genius! Oh, right, I think it's finished now. I'm gonna get really drunk, extra drunk, and I'm gonna do some more shouting, and perhaps some shoving and punching, and then I'm gonna fall over, and then I'm gonna have a drink. I can't believe they're not gonna give me an Oscar for all this. Look at me! I'm shouting and drinking and painting and pointing. What more do you want? What more do you want?
Okay, stay calm.
What?
Stay calm, Adam.
Shouting?
Listeners, if you can identify the actor whose life Adam was being regressed into and the films he was being regressed into, call 08700 800 1234. 08700 800 1234. A pair of tickets to a preview, a Kill Double Bill, this Thursday for the winner. 08700 800 1234. XFM. Adam and Joe on XFM, London's 104.9. We just regressed Adam back into a celebrity persona. He is still deeply regressed. And we have a caller on the line. I think this regression might have been a bit too easy. We've got a caller on the line. Mike, you there?
I am certainly here. I'm floating in the ether with Joe.
Well done. It's actually Adam.
Sorry, I knew it was the other one.
That's okay. Often happens. Mike. Who do you think Adam was being regressed into?
I think it was Ed Harris.
Oh, he's woken out of his reverie. That means you're right. And what were the films, Mike?
Was it The Abyss?
Correct. Yes. When Ed Harris throws his ring in the lavvy because Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio is being annoying, and he comes out with a blue hand because he wants to go back after the ring.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Second one's The Truman Show.
That's right, where he plays a ludicrous director with a beret.
Yeah. That was the one that gave it away for me.
The beret.
And what was the third one? Pollock.
Pollock, which I haven't even seen, but I just assume there's a lot of shouting and drinking in it.
It's a corker, though.
It's a corker, is it?
It is, certainly, yeah.
Wow.
Check it out.
Have you seen it, Mike?
Yeah, I have, actually, yeah, and it is really good.
Yeah.
Well, Mike,
does have shouting and drinking?
A little bit, but it's fun anyway.
Okay, good.
And Mike, you're available to see The Kill Double Bill on Thursday evening at the Prince Charles?
I shall move all plans, so yes.
Yeah, have you seen Volume 1?
Yeah, I did actually, I did enjoy it, yes.
Good, because lots of people hate it.
I know, I kind of liked it.
I liked it too, and it's really good seeing them both together.
Oh,
I did it last week, you'll have a terrific
Thank
time.
You.
Thanks for calling, Mike.
That's all right.
Bye.
Oh, I like the sound of Mike. I'm glad he won.
Yeah, he's seen all three films.
Yeah.
He's our kind of guy.
Yeah. That was too easy, though, wasn't it?
It was too easy, Adam Buxton.
Oh,
it was the Truman Show.
It was the Truman Show.
That gave it away. I mean, that's a big movie.
queered the patch with the Truman Show.
You did, you queered the patch. You're always queering patches.
I know, I can't help it. I'm a patch queerer. What can I tell you? Have you seen the Truman Show recently?
No, I struggled to watch it the first time
it's
and
torture.
I stay away from it. It's rubbish. Is it rubbish? I tell you what, it's the sort of film that should have been made with no money in Europe.
That's Weir, isn't it?
It is Peter Weir, who's a brilliant director. Master
yeah.
and Commander, very good.
Oh.
Gallipoli, very good.
Yeah.
Picnic at Hanging Rock is Peter Weir, isn't it? That's amazingly good. But The Truman Show is an example of a good idea made really boring and bland and unsubtle by Hollywood. A brilliant screenplay, apparently. For years it was one of Hollywood's best unmade screenplays.
Right.
And they made it and screwed it up.
And yet I saw it, though I remember seeing it and coming out and thinking, that was brilliant. Mm. But then about 10 minutes later I thought, that was rubbish.
You know what it's disturbingly similar to?
What?
The Robin Williams film Toys.
Right.
In its set design and stuff.
Hey, have you seen, you know that, okay, I'm going to be really...
And Big Fish. That's not, they're all of a much of a muchness.
Right.
Like, you know,
sort
like
of magic
art
realism.
Films made with too much money. You want to make an art film, don't spend any money. And
right.
then you'll make something good.
What's the Robin Williams film where he, is it Kill Cokie or something?
Death to Smoochie?
Death to Smoochie. I was,
Or Kill Cokie.
I was talking to someone the other day, having a good chat about films, and then he suddenly said, have you seen Death to Smoochie? Now that is a brilliant film, which nobody saw.
Well, I haven't seen it, and some people do say it's really good.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the listeners can help us. Is it any good?
All his opinions were pretty much on the money, I thought. And he said, because that went straight to DVD, didn't it, in this country?
Might have got a little theatrical, but yeah, pretty much straight to a DVD.
Death to Smoochie.
Directed by DeVito.
Yeah.
He hasn't got a very good track record. Throw Mama from the Train.
Misery.
Misery.
No, the film was Misery.
What else did he do, DeVito? I can't remember.
He did something about being a nasty landlord, didn't he?
Oh, I don't know.
He's
Ooh,
got
hello.
A fairly missable canon, though. DeVito.
What?
What's Brian written to you on that piece of paper?
He said, first person to email a review wins Kill Bill. To email a review of Death to Smoochie. There you go, because we've got to give these tickets away. Tell us if Death to Smoochie's any good and we'll give you a pair of tickets for the... That's rather reflects badly on poor old Mike's achievement.
Why?
Well, Mike used logic and cunning to work out a quiz, and now all you have to do is type in...
Well, no, we're not going to read out It's Rubbish, are we? We want a
okay.
good review.
Thank
I mean,
you,
an interesting
yes.
review. Coming up in the next hour, apart from the usual fantastic music from the likes of Morrissey, Kings of Leon and the Bees, we have Ditties and the Dog.
Ooh.
Joe and I will be battling it out for our one free play of the week. We'll be discussing adverts in more ludicrous depth. We'll be unveiling an extraordinary piece of educational rapping, which one of our listeners has sent in.
I might be talking about the butterfly effect in some depth.
Oh, I'd like that.
I went to see that.
Okay.
I also went to see Kill Bill, so I'm going to chat about Kill Bill, Gabby Roslin's new film.
Brilliant. Why are you saying...
Because
she looks like Thurman.
She just looks like Gabby Roslin, yeah.
There was a time when Gabby Roslin was quite a frumpy person, but she's transformed now into a kind of lithe, boring butterfly. Anyway, that's all to look forward to here on XFM. Yeah, that's Elton John. No, it's the Scissor Sisters, isn't it? With Take Your Mama. You're listening to Adam and Joe on XFM. Now, we were just talking about the great unseen film Death to Smoochie, directed by Danny DeVito, starring Robin Williams.
Robin.
And I was wondering what it was like, really.
And then the phone rang, and who was it but Lauren Laverne?
From XFM's Drive Time weeknight show.
Four to seven.
Four till seven,
Mondays
except
to
for
Thursday.
Fridays.
Lauren!
Hello!
Hello.
Oh, where is she? Can you hear her?
Yeah, I can hear her. Lauren, you were at the party last night, weren't you?
I was, yes. I was DJing, actually.
Can I say that, well, I said to your face, but you looked amazing last night.
Oh, thank
you're so
very
beautiful.
Much, Joe.
And you're clever.
What's going on?
I don't know. I think I'm... Anyway.
Stop it.
It's got weird.
So, you've seen Death to Smoochie.
I have, yeah. It's really good. You should watch it. You'd really like it, actually.
Are you sure? I don't like Edward Naughty Norton. So,
why
Edward Norton.
Like Edward Norton? Is it because you're jealous of him?
I don't like his Channel 4 show.
What?
No, I just...
like Graham Norton, Joe?
No, I don't. I don't. I just...
Can we talk about Edward Norton? Please?
Yeah, go on then.
Explain what it is.
It's basically really, really good. He's a children's entertainer, and Robin Williams plays a corrupt children's entertainer who's like got the top sort of kids type, you know, Barney type show. He gets caught out for being corrupt and getting kids' parents to pay them to come on air and do birthdays and things. So they're all like really in trouble. So Edward Norton takes over, and Smoochie is his character, and Robin Williams goes mental and tries to kill him. But it's basically kind of quite an intelligent commentary on sort of anti-corporate, so, you know, anti.
I hate corporates. I hate McDonald's.
I think that's why you'd like it. So it's kind of. I mean, it's, I think it probably didn't go out onto DVD. It's a bit like Josie and the Pussycats.
Is that good?
Yeah.
You know, I've had an idea. You know, like Oprah Winfrey has her book club, and Richard and Judy have their book club.
Yeah.
We could have a bad old film club.
Yeah,
so each week
we're not going to be able to make any XFM listeners read, let's face it.
Well, exactly. But each week we could nominate, like, a neglected old film, like Josie and the Pussycats.
Josie and the Pussycats is the closest thing to a documentary about what it's like to be in a girl band I've ever seen before.
Hey, and you'd know, eh?
Yeah, it's eight, but Desi Smoochie, really, really good, very funny, and quite clever.
Well, that's a good recommendation. Thanks for that, Lauren.
Thanks, Lauren.
So, what have you got coming up on your show next week, if
well,
we
actually, guys, I've got a Supergrass on my show.
Have you?
My record week, yes.
In person, or just playing their record?
I think in for chat, hopefully.
Wow. Are they good, are they good at chatting, or are they a bit morose?
I don't know, I've only spoken to them in life, it's always difficult to tell, isn't it? Because I've never interviewed them, sometimes people go a bit weird, don't they, when you point my
phone. But they're nice in real life.
Yeah, no, they're great, yeah. So, yes, I've got them and, you know, Kill Bill tickets and lots of other fun things, basically. Good.
Fantastic, we'll be listening. Thanks very much indeed for
thanks,
voting
Lauren.
In, Lauren.
All right, lads, see
bye.
You.
Bye.
Love you, bye, love you.
And our Kill Double Bill ticket is going to go to Ben Rogers, who emailed us, who's reviewing Death to Smoochie, even though he hasn't seen it, which brilliantly, you know, kowtows to our special segment. So, Ben Rogers, you get the tickets.
What does Ben say about it?
He says he hasn't seen it, but he says it's one of those great unseen films that should be seen. Suspenseful yet predictable. Robin Williams is extraordinary, etc. Quite simply, masterpiece. I love people who use etc.
Yeah.
In important, you know, things.
Yeah, exactly. Well, enjoy Kill Bill. Thanks very much for getting in touch, and thanks a lot, Lauren. Coming up after this, we'll be chatting about adverts. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. The Delays with Nearer Than Heaven.
So it's time for Rock and Rap. We've been asking you to submit your raps over the instrumental breaks in rock songs. We've had some quite difficult and challenging entries in the past. Some kind of funny ones, some moving ones, some disturbing ones.
I'll give you a quick example of the kind of thing I'm talking about. This is our in-house artiste, Scallywag, rapping over Fountains of Wayne.
What is your malfunction, man? I see Stacey's mom and that woman is a thing, aren't you? That's like a cross between Larry Turner and one of the mentals on Trisha or Jerry's fat! And I don't mean H-A-T. If you've got the intention of banging a pensioner, that's disgusting, man. Stay away from it.
Fantastic.
There you go, that's Scallywag, rapping over Stacey's mum. This week, our rap from a listener is supplied by Jack Dingleberry, possibly not his real name. He comes from Northern Ireland, and he's sent in a rap over Thin Lizzy's Whiskey in a Jar, which is a good song.
We should warn listeners that this is slightly technically challenged, isn't it? Or is it intentionally weird?
I can't
sounding?
Figure out. Like, a few weeks ago, we had a rap sent in that was The mic was really popping, you know, so it was totally distorted. I don't know what the guy had recorded it on, but it sounded a bit weird. And this, Jack Dingleberry's gone for the same production effect.
Right.
Either intentionally or by accident. So you have to kind of bear with it a little bit. Anyway, check it out. It's about quite a serious rap dressed up in a sort of humorous way.
What's it about?
It's about testicular cancer.
Oh, good.
And the importance of giving yourself a regular
terrific
checkup. Anyway, here it goes.
I'm talking about testicular cancer because today I am the announcer. You don't want to be in any doubt, so you better take time to check them out. It's a bigger threat on the vesicle if you have an undescended testicle. So give yourself an examination. Don't give me procrastination. Your balls are the next generation. They're the future of our population. You're looking for a loan for information. No, there's no need for hesitation, so take a quick investigation. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Wowza.
That's the...
Some of those lyrics were, some of those lyrics were a bit hard to make out. I'm talking about testicular cancer because today I'm...
Sir.
You don't want to be in any doubt, so you'd better take time to check them out.
It's a bigger threat to your vestibule if you have an undescended testicule.
So give yourself an examination. Don't give me procrastination.
Your balls are the next generation. They're the future of the population.
You're looking for a lump or an inflammation. There's no need for hesitation. So take a quick investigation. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
But, you know, that was a very interesting sound he'd managed to get there. Lots of popping. I think quite a cheap condenser mic, because whenever he went up above a certain volume, he sort of sucked all the background music into his own voice, and wow, is all I can say.
What would be fun, I think, is to get some of these people into a studio.
Would that be fun?
Yeah.
Would you be in the studio at the same time?
You bet, because
elsewhere?
These people
I'd
have got talent. Send your raps, ladies and gentlemen. We want more, you get the picture now, right? We want sort of quite high quality rap, as you heard from Jack Dingleberry there. If you can get it a bit more technically sus than that, we'd appreciate it, but don't worry too much. Send them to adamandjoe@xfm.co.uk if you want to send like a WAV or a MPEG or whatever the hell. What is it? MP3, there you go. Or you can go to xfm.co.uk, the XFM website, where you'll find all the details. Are you sure they're there? Because I went to the website, and I couldn't find any examples of raps.
I could find them, but you know what? They wouldn't download.
Would they not?
No. But maybe it's just because of our computers at home. They're probably, if you've got a good computer, they're probably there. Don't worry, man.
We'll sort them out.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. Everything's going to be fine. We got another 45 minutes left this Saturday afternoon here on XFM. And here's some music right now, courtesy of Travis. That's Morrissey with Irish Blood, English Heart. Before that, you heard Travis with Turn. And if Fran Healy is listening, then I hope you feel better. He's had to cancel loads of Japanese tour dates because he's had a mystery virus.
Now, was it Mark Dingleberry?
Jack Dingleberry.
Oh. Well, I think his real name's Mark, if this is the same person. He says, thanks for playing my rap. And the reason it was so technically poor was because apparently he used his headphones as a microphone.
I used to do that.
We all used to do that. Well, Adam and I used to do that.
Basically,
I thought it was quite endearing.
If you stick pretty much any pair of headphones into a microphone jack, you can actually use them as a mic. It goes both ways.
Wow.
It doesn't sound very good. You get the popping effect you heard on Jack's rap.
Now, Ad, you're a big fan of Anna Friel, aren't you?
Oh, obviously. I love Anna Friel. She's the poor man's Kelly MacDonald.
She was at Lutter in Brookie. Wasn't she in Brookie?
She was a lesbian lavatory lust lady in Brookie. And all them other things she's done since then. None of which I can remember, except now, of course, she is the star of a brilliant series of adverts for 3 Mobile, I think it is. The one with the big glowing 3.
Mm.
And so the first one, I think, was Anna in a pond or a lake or something, splashing around, talking about being an actress. Don't know what it had to do with mobiles. And the latest one features Anna in a restaurant, in a kind of posh restaurant. She's wearing a posh red frock. And she is going from table to table in this restaurant like a kind of a person, discussing the advantages of 3 Mobile with the baffled customers in the restaurant. She says things like, say, for example, this is a breadstick, and this glass of wine wants to talk to the breadstick. Breadstick, 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 glass of wine. And then she gets quite angry and starts going, well, you know, what don't you understand? Breadstick, breadstick. No, that, you know, and she starts confusing herself. So inevitably, we empathise with the customers in this advert because Friel's point is impossible to decipher. And, you know, she herself seems to be in the process of giving up trying to actually explain what she's on about. And the whole thing is so perplexing, it just kind of brings my whole life to a stop every time it's on TV.
Do you think the people that made it knew what they were getting at?
They must have done, man, because they spend a lot of money. I wonder how much she gets paid for a thing like that, because, you know, she's a pretty successful actress. That's a difficult move for any actress is to appear in a high profile series of ads.
Mm. Well, we as actresses, we found it difficult to appear in those surf ads.
Well, we were lucky because every ad that we appear in seems to vanish after about 3 days. So it's kind of the best of both worlds for us. But we don't make the big bucks that some of the other people who appear in these high-profile ads presumably do make. I mean, I hope that Anna Friel got paid about £500,000 for those ads.
That's what it would take, wouldn't it, for that scale of a loss of integrity?
And you know what? The other people I hope are really well paid are the blokes that dress up as women for those, you know, the Bounty...
The Bounty kitchen roll, yeah. Why?
Because, well, I think they do a good job, eh?
You know what? If I was a kid and I went to the theatre and whenever I went to the theatre when I was a kid, I'd look through the programme and I'd check out what all the actors had been in on telly. I didn't care about anything else, about what they'd been on telly. If one of the blokes from the Bounty ads, I would be excited.
Yeah, I think they're fantastic. And if I was in a position to offer them some serious acting work, then I would. I think they do a good job, but it must be tough because I don't think they're well known in other roles. But they certainly are pretty well known now as the men that dress as ladies. Mm. And, boy, there's a lot of those ads. I really hope they're getting a shed load of money for those. And I'd be very interested to know what Friel is making for her baffling three mobile ads. So if anyone knows, do give us a shout.
Or what they mean.
Yeah, exactly. More to the point. That's Molly's Chambers by the Kings of Leon, this FM.
So would it be very obvious to point out that, you know this film, 50 First Dates?
Yeah.
Is this very obvious? Sounds very like 50 First State. How many people has that confused? Like, Edgar, the director of Shaun of the Dead, said to me, oh, Shaun of the Dead's doing really well at the box office. It's beating 50 First Dates. Well, that's not very impressive, beating 50 First State. Well, I didn't say it enough like dates, did I? Like state. Has that confused you at all?
It's called 51 Dates, though, isn't it?
No, the film's called... The Sam Jackson film's called 50 First State.
Yeah.
And the Adam Sandler film's called 50 First Dates.
Oh, got you. Yes. Well, to be honest, no, Joe, that didn't confuse me. But then, you know,
hopefully
the orange
now.
Barley water didn't confuse me either.
Oh, dear.
It's just, for people like you, I think those things are confusing.
Certainly. Something else confusing that happened to me was I went to see The Kill double bill at the ICA cinema in the mall. A fantastic little repertory cinema, and they did a double bill preview of Kill Bill. And we saw the first volume of Kill Bill, which was pretty good, and then went to the bar, and there was half an hour in the bar, and then came back into the cinema to watch the second half, and I was sitting right at the back. And my mind tends to wander a bit during films, and of course everyone, about 20 minutes in, everyone started to need to go to the toilet. Because everyone had been in the bar. And the ICA, it's only got one aisle. So you're basically, if you're in the seats away from the aisle, you've got to push past about 15 people to get out.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's often torture, that kind of situation.
That is my idea of hell.
Well, it was kind of... So if you're stuck right against the wall on the left, you're screwed, basically, if you want to go to the lavvy. But lots of men were basically, about every 4 minutes, a guy would stand up and push past 15 people and go to the loo. But it was only men. No woman stood up and went to the loo at all. And it was quite a... So I'm thinking, tenor lady.
Shut up.
Why is that? What is it? Superior bladder control? For women?
What would tenor lady... What, you think they just went?
That was just a little tangential aside. I'm not serious
like
about tenor
like
lady.
Like a maxi tenor lady.
Maybe. Really... Or incontinence nappies.
That's a good
but
idea.
What? Why is it... Or are they just slightly more cowardly? Would a woman have more problems pushing past 15 people? Making them stand up, making their heads block the image on the screen?
I think women's bladders are more robust because they have to be very powerful to deal with pregnancy, you know, because when you're carrying a baby, that baby's pushing down on your bladder a great deal during the 9-month period. And that can be very painful. It can make you feel like you want to go to the lavvy almost all the time.
Right. So you get used to it.
And I think their bladders are just made of sterner stuff.
So that's your biological answer. Brian's written the words, men drink beer, it's volume, on a piece, which is the opposite approach. Oh, what a fascinating debate.
Do you know what, though? I thought you were going to say that the men started whizzing in their Kill Bill cups.
What?
I'm just talking rubbish now. But I've thought about doing that before in the cinema.
Well, that's a different conversation.
All right, then, maybe we shouldn't...
dwell on it.
...go there.
What was that one then, Adam?
Well, Joe, that was by a group called The Bees, and the name of the song was Wash the Rain, and that comes from their new album, which is called Free the Bees, and that is...
Free the Bees!
June the 29th is the date of the release of Free the Bees, which I will be buying, because I think that sounds quite good. we just got a butt call. You know what a butt call is, right?
A call from inside someone's bag.
Yeah, or like someone accident, you know, you got your mobile in your pocket and you actually accidentally press dial
or
whatever. What were they? Could you hear anything, Brian? Nah. I get them all the time because my name begins with an A, so I am
you're on the top of the list.
Top of the list for a lot of people's speed dial.
Yeah.
So I have a great time just listening to people walking and chatting and driving and things like that. I've never had an interesting butt call, and I always listen to them for like about 10 minutes before I hang up.
Well, what would constitute? You can never hear anyone talk, can you?
No, sometimes you can. I get butt calls from. I haven't got the name drop noise, but I get butt calls from Jonathan Ross quite a lot, and I always think brilliant. Butt call from a celebrity. Wow, he's going to be like talking, bitching about other celebs. Talking to Julian Clary, ringing up Jack D, making big deals, maybe interviewing Quentin Tarantino. But no, he's invariably in the car with the kids and just sort of saying, Harvey, put that down, and things like that.
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, but it sounds nice. It sounds like he's being a nice guy. I guess I hope that I'm going to get some scurril is what I want, you know.
What's that? Oh, what?
I want scurril.
Scurrilous talk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I hope that I'm going to eavesdrop on someone either dissing me or, you know, maybe saying they love me or something like that.
Yeah.
Something interesting about me or just something that, you know, it is a real insight into the... other person. What are you doing, Brian? Okay, have we got a live butt call? This is cool. This is a live butt call, ladies and gentlemen. Someone has accidentally called our number. And this is what's happening live. It's boring, isn't it?
Well, you cut it off. It could have been Bin Laden.
Bin Laden butt call.
Who knows?
That would have been amazing.
Wow.
Okay. Well, we're almost... actually, no, we've got 20 minutes left in the show. We've got Digital the Dot coming up very
promising, is it? Oh, we've almost finished. Oh, no, we've got 20 minutes.
Well, it goes so fast, that's all I mean. Anyway, stick with us. It's Adam and Joe on XFM. XFM. The Stills with Changes Are No Good.
It's time for Ditties in the Dock. As you know, the music on our radio show is carefully apprenticed at XFM, but we have one opportunity to play a record of our choice. But there's two of us. Thereby, we created Ditties in the Dock. Thereby?
That's fine.
Yeah. So we're now going to pitch our songs, and you get to call 08700 800 1234 and vote for the one you would like to hear. 08700 800 1234. Stand by your phones. Adam, what's your ditty this week?
Okay, so this week I'm pretty confident I'm going to win, and I've had quite a good run of wins
for
Ditties in the Dock. I think I've run like 3 weeks in a row or something, and I think this week I'm going to win again. I've got Madness, and I've got Night Boat to Cairo.
Oh.
It's not one of Madness's more often played songs, but it is an absolute guaranteed floor-filling smash from the Nutty Boys, and it's one of the first songs I ever learned the entire lyrics to. It's a kind of rap about, you know, being on a boat in Cairo. And it's a smash, what more can I say? If you've never heard it then, you've been living in a sort of pathetic, dopey dream world, and it's time you got
with... No need to insult people.
Sorry, man, I was trying to put my case and I went too far. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're excited. It's a good... It's a sort of a fail-safe, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about all the pathetic...
You reckon you're guaranteed to win?
I'm guaranteed to win with Night Boat to
Cairo.
You're
supremely confident.
Yeah, Suggs is going to be good.
And you don't know what I'm about to pitch.
I've no idea what you've got this week, genuinely.
Well, you know, I mean, I checked that confidence because this week I was looking through my old vinyl again. I got out the 12-inch of the theme from Ghostbusters. I played it, and it's fantastic. The theme from Ghostbusters, Ray Parker Jr.
Are you sure you haven't brought that in before?
Nope. It's fantastic. But I thought, can I get any better than that? And I could, because I found a mix of Michael Jackson's Bad mixed with the theme from Ghostbusters, an 80s double whammy. Madness.
Did you make it yourself?
Nope.
Where did you get that?
It's professionally made. I can't tell you.
Yeah, go on.
I can't tell you.
Why not?
Because it's secret. It's a mystery.
Why?
So,
why?
Ring 08700 800 1234. Say either Madness or Ghostbusters. But it's not just Ghostbusters. It's Ghostbusters mixed with Michael Jackson's Bad.
Why can't you tell? Look, I faded out the music now because I'm confused.
You're serious about this.
Why can't you tell where it came from?
If it wins, I'll say.
Right.
So, 08700 800 1234. Either Madness or Ghostbusters versus Michael Jackson. Get calling!
Is that a little modulation there at the end?
Yeah, that's keen. My mum's in the studio today and she likes that song, don't you?
So do I, Joe's mum.
Hello, speak, Joe's mum.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, she loves it. There you go.
Yeah, I think it's good. I like it the more I hear it. Okay, let's get this over and done with. It's Ditties in the Dock. This is going to be our last hurrah this Saturday. Now, just to remind you, we are facing off this week, Joe and I, with two pretty fantastic ditties. I've got Madness, Night Boat to Cairo.
And I've got a mix of the theme from Ghostbusters with Michael Jackson's Bad's Double Whammy.
We were just queuing them up in the studio. We genuinely don't know which one is going to win. And
so
let me
exciting.
Tell you, they both sound pretty fantastic. You can't really go wrong this week. So let's take the first five callers, and the best of five will be played. So, Tony, I think we've got Tony on the line. How are you doing, Tony?
Yeah, not bad.
Is it going to be Madness or Ghostbusters?
I think it's got to be Madness.
Oh, it's one for Madness, straight off the block. Thanks, Tony. Lee, are you there?
Hello, mate.
How are you doing? Is it going to be Madness or Ghostbusters?
Madness, please.
What?
Thank you.
What's happening? Come on, listeners.
Okay, I've got a feeling it's going to go the other way now. Robin, are you there?
Hello, mate.
How are you doing?
Come
Madness
on,
or Ghostbusters?
On, I was tempted to go with Madness. It sounds strong, but I can't miss the opportunity to hear Ghostbusters and Michael Jackson.
Good man. Good man.
Oh, Robin. Okay.
That's 2-1. Madness still in the lead.
Come on, let's have it. If it's Madness now, it's Night Boat to Cairo.
Corner.
Kevin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Kevin, is it going to be Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters and Michael Jackson, please.
Well done. Yeah, Kevin correctly pointing out that it's not just Ghostbusters, it's Ghostbusters and Michael Jackson's Bad. Let's not undersell it.
Thanks
it's
for your call, Kevin. Okay.
This is the decider. Oh,
Mike,
please.
It's all down to you. Mike,
please.
Are you there?
Oh, please, Mike, please.
Mike.
Oh, Mike?
Can you hear me, Mike?
Yeah, man, blatantly Ghostbusters all the way.
Yes!
Oh, no.
Mike, I love you. I love you, Mike. I love you.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a fantastic week. We'll be with you again next Saturday.
See ya!